NAA campus here today. We got a meeting going on with new agency managers. It appears to be going very well. As far as training, knowledge, a lot of stuff that hopefully a lot of you guys will kind of get in the ranks there, if you will, and move on up a little bit and come on to the next one that we have. But anyhow, I did get with TJ this morning and ask him to send out a notice saying that I was going to talk about really and truly the sense of urgency in what we do. And I think if we can work on that part of our business from a personal standpoint for each and every one of us that go out and write personal business, and then from a standpoint of agency managers understanding how to instill, if you will, or touch the emotions inside of people and really get a hold of the urgency and get that to come across to people. See, folks, in everything we do, the sense of urgency has to be in our face, has to be in our eyes, it has to be in our voice. People have to be able to see it, touch it, feel it, smell it. I mean, it's got to be there. If you call up, folks, and you're setting appointments, I'll start with that, and you've got the leads in your hand, and you kind of, for lack of a better way to say it, you're kind of lackadaisical about it, you laid back a little bit, you may be relaxed a little bit, in your heart of hearts, it's a holiday season, you know, if it doesn't happen, you'll start all over the first of the year. If all of that is going on inside of your head, believe it or not, it's going to be portrayed when it comes out of your mouth. People are going to be able to pick up on that. People are going to be able to understand that it's not that urgent for you. And people are going to give you excuses and reasons and objections. And you're going to allow that to happen. And you're going to accept those objections. And you're going to not go take care of their situation. Now, let me get you to understand something here. National Agents Alliance, Americans for the Family, that's a true crusade that we're about, folks. That's our heart and soul of what we do. We have to understand. I'm going to go through an exercise with you. We have to understand when you receive 8 to 10 leads in your hand, 3 to 5 leads in your hand, whatever the number is, referrals from those leads in your hand, you've got to look at that, folks, as not a dollar bill. See, if you look at those leads or you look at those referrals and you say, you know what, I spent X amount of money to get this, so I better go make something happen. Wrong. That's the wrong attitude, and it's going to come across on the telephone as the wrong attitude. Now, if you look at that and say, you know what, I could make X amount of money with these leads in my hand, wrong again. All right? It's going to come across in your voice. People are going to pick up on it. They're going to feel it, and it's not going to happen. What you have to do is say, you know what, I'm sitting here looking at 10 families that have asked me for their help. I'm sitting here looking at families on a referral list from people that I've helped that they've asked me to go help their family. See, that's what you're looking at. And these people desperately need your help, and the only way they're going to get help is if we go to see them. As far as insurance agents, as far as the decline in people that are getting contacted, the decline in people that are actually writing insurance right now, everything's going down, not up. And we're their hope. Okay? We're their saving grace, if you will, because we're still out there with our, you know, pushing the pedal, so to speak, and getting in people's homes. So you've got to understand that that sense of urgency has to come across in your voice when you're talking to people on the phone. See, that's the only way you're able to overcome objections when people say, you know what? It's almost Christmas. Can you just give me a call after the first of the year when the holiday season's over? Guess what, folks? It's very easy. It's very convenient. It's very comfortable for you to say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, I'll be happy to do that. But here's what you need to understand. Those folks aren't promised tomorrow. We aren't promised tomorrow. If we don't get to see those folks and something happens through the holiday season, shame on us. If something happens to us and we don't get to see them and we can't go after the holiday season, shame on us. So you're going to have to reverse that, folks, with the sense of urgency and get those people to understand. I would be more than happy, Mr. Client, Mrs. Client, to come and see you after the holiday seasons. That would just be so convenient for me and probably for you. But let me ask you something. Are you really and truly going to be any less busy then than you are now? I didn't think so. And for your benefit, not mine, let's go ahead and get this taken care of now. Let's go ahead and get this situation. You know, I read about so many people in the paper, and I hear about so many people on the television and the news and the radio and you name it, that don't make it through the holiday season, Mr. Client. And I wouldn't want that to happen to you or your family. I wouldn't want to have that on my conscience. I wouldn't want to know that I could have taken care of that situation for your family, and they wouldn't have had to worry financially if something like that happened. See, there's so many things, people putting up Christmas lights, their houses catching on fire, people cooking, they're doing extra things, they're rushing around, they run a stop sign, they run a stoplight, they're in a hurry, people are going to Christmas parties and New Year's parties, and maybe some of them have a little bit too much to drink, and you're an innocent bystander, and you're sitting at the stoplight, and they run through, and boom, it's over. See, it happens this time of year, folks. We hear about it more than we ever hear about it. That's the sense of urgency you have to have in your voice when you're talking to these people, not to give in to the excuses and the objections that they're going to give you this time of year. It's very, very important that you understand that. When you're talking to people about our opportunity, it's the same sense of urgency. It's not too late. It's December the 4th. I promise you, it's not too late for people to come in and make extra money to make their holiday season better than it was last year. Okay? And it's not too late for them to come in and get things lined up and start the new year off with an unbelievable part-time opportunity or full-time career change and change their life next year. But how about your sense of urgency? How about the way you talk to people? See, if you walk around, folks, and you have all this bottled up inside of you, and you never talk to people about it, you never show any kind of emotion about it, are you really excited about it? Are you really motivated? Are you excited about the person that shared it with you and allowed you to come into this opportunity? Has it changed your life? Has it changed your family's life? Is it changing your future? Is it changing the way you look at things, your children, college education, you know, retirement funds and things like that? Sure it is. Don't you want to be a part of other people's lives and change their lives in that manner? I think you do, folks. I know we have an unbelievable sales force and recruiting force out there, and I know that you people that are listening to me today care as much as I do. I know that from the bottom of my heart. I believe that with everything in me. The question is, do you believe? The question is, do you know that? And the question is for you to ask yourself is, do you portray that when you're talking to people? Do you communicate that to people in the right way to make that happen? See, I used to have an exercise. When I called and set up appointments, I would put a mirror in front of me. And I would look at myself setting up appointments. And if I didn't like what I saw, I knew those people didn't like what they heard. I would get up out of my chair and get a phone on my ear. And I would pace up and down the hall. And I would get excited and I would get motivated. And I would talk to these people. And I wouldn't accept no for an answer. And I had this sense of urgency inside of me. And I was driven to make sure that I got that taken care of for them. And when I got in their home, man, it was excitement, it was fun, the adrenaline was pumping. I wasn't just there to take care of an insurance policy. I was there to take care of their financial future. I was there to look after their family. I was there to offer them an opportunity that nobody else was reaching out to average and ordinary people offering that opportunity. Now, how do you feel about that? That's the question for you to ask yourself. That's the exercise for you to go through. How are you portraying that when you meet people? You know, what is your power statement? How do you open up and how do you approach people And how do you talk to people? Are you a magnet, or do you draw people to you, or do you just kind of push people away from you? See, those are the kind of questions that you need to ask yourself when it comes to the topic of urgency. See, I don't understand getting 8 to 10 to 12 leads in your hand and waiting until after Christmas or waiting until next week to call those people. That doesn't register with me. Those people need you right now before it's too late. Okay? Now, folks, we got a treat today. All right? I'm going to slow down here for just a second and take a breath. I've been accused of talking through the whole 30, 45 minutes, never taking a breath, never taking a breather. All right? I think last week I went through the 18-player steps, and Alex Abian called me as soon as it was over, and he said, unbelievable. He said, you didn't miss a beat, and that was record time of 33 minutes. He said, I timed you, and you covered everything. But, folks, Mr. Barry Clarkson happens to be down here today going through the agency training with us, and it's a privilege to have him on our call today, our Tuesday call. He's normally on our Wednesday call, but I'm going to have him talk to you just a little bit on the same topic because I know it's near and dear to his heart. And with that said, I'm going to turn it over to Barry here for a few minutes.
All righty, Philip. Thank you much, man. It's always always a treat to be here. You know, in listening to really the sense of urgency, you know, let me kind of tell you what I think of when I hear that. And, you know, we have got 40-some new agency leaders that are kind of going through this three-day orientation. And, you know, I had the opportunity this morning to speak with them for about an hour and 15 or 20 minutes, really on our opportunity and the way that you present our opportunity to the consumer. And I think one thing that just listening to Philip that I remember when we worked together in the field that he was so incredibly good at, and I think it's the same opportunity that you have in really presenting the NAA opportunity to people after you finish taking care of what they ask you to come for, and that is the lead, get people emotionally involved in everything you do. You know, if there's one real job that I think that all of us have, and guys, I think it's in the recruiting process, I think it's in the selling process, and really it may be one of the most important characteristics or one of the most important skills that you develop while you're at NAA, and that is learning how to stir people's emotions. And I'm talking about being real, not hype. You know, I think you can go to our website or you probably once a week get an email with someone talking about an NAA story. And it's typically someone that has been out in the field and they were working a lead and someone just passed away. You know, guys, those things are absolutely real that people deal with every single day. So, you know, Philip, in listening to what you're talking about, man, I think the key is get people involved. And I think that if you look at the people that are probably the most effective in the selling or recruiting process, it's one of the skills that they work on and that they develop while they are, you know, in training or as they're going out learning to do that. You know, guys, I always have to go back and look at this, though. You know, and that is your emotional involvement. You know, I was telling the group this morning, you know, it's so critically important, guys, to take ownership of your business. You know, maybe one of the best things a lot of you could do, get emotionally involved about where you are. You know, you're exactly right. It's always convenient to put things off. And, you know, Philip, one of the things that I look when people not accomplishing their goals, it's almost being too laid back, it's not so much, I'm going to say, being driven, but it's understanding that, you know what, all of us need to put timelines on ourselves. I know this. I'm a lot more effective when I know I've got something, you know, staring me in the face. You know, I'm kind of going through this exercise now. We've got more $100,000 earners than we have ever had in the history of our company. And, you know, it's been a great exercise for me over the last few days as I'm gathering all the numbers from F&G Life and Foresters and, you know, the different companies that we work with. And I'm saying all that to come back to this point. You know what? I'm kind of working like a banshee. As soon as I was up at 3:30 this morning, believe it or not, working on these ring numbers. Why? Because you know what? I know that there is a deadline that I have to meet for us to be able to get our rings back before the convention. Now, you say, Barry, you know, what's the point of that? The point is, guys, I believe that's what true goal setting is all about for each of us. And I think this is probably the most wonderful time of the year to exercise those goals. You know, some of the biggest producers that we have close out the year with a bang. You know, and I don't know that it's just finishing strong. I think so many of them work so hard to create momentum, they want to make sure they get off to an expeditious start when the gun sounds for 2007. But, you know, use these next few weeks to really, really analyze what 2006 has been for you. You know, if you've met your goals, if you've not met your goals, how you can change. I believe great leaders analyze the results of what they are and find to improve. I don't think they leave things to chance. And, you know, as I have an opportunity just to address you guys today, man, when I look back at how many people joined us that have been with NAA for less than a year, have literally over the last 12 months changed their business lives, changed their personal lives. You know, I was simply just trying to say this to you. Most people in their life have to reach a point they get sick and tired of being sick and tired before they jump in there and give it all they've got. And you know what? As I was telling the group this morning, my passion, you know, I believe one of, well, let me say this. I believe Philip Hudgens' passion is a consumer because of what Philip went through with losing his parents, and he understands the devastation of families being underinsured and what that means. But can I conversely say this to you? You know, maybe because I didn't go through that aspect of it, my real passion are the people on this phone and making sure that we do everything at NAA in our power to make sure we arm you to be successful consistently on a daily basis for you to be able to go out and every single day, guys, grow financially, save money, have a great quality of life, work hard. But it's as we were starting today, I think it comes down to you taking ownership of your business. And I want you to think, if you're on this phone today, I want you to realize this is bigger than you getting a handful of leads or getting a referral, go setting an appointment, making a sale, getting a commission. This is about you and your business and your vision and your determination. And I think if we have more people starting to look at it that way. I was telling a group this morning, you know, I had the opportunity to get in this industry when I was 20 years old. And I went full-time January the 1st of 1982. And you'd have had to have pictured, right? But I can remember going out in December of 1981, knowing I'm getting ready to go full-time, and buying me a pinstripe gray suit, had this big, gigantic briefcase that looked like some piece of luggage, you know. But you know what? In my mind, buddy, I was starting Barry Clarkson's business, starting my enterprise. And, man, it was just a great feeling waking up in the mornings knowing that I had an opportunity to go out and build something for myself and my family. And I'm telling you, when you go out and you make monumental type of moves, it's going to be, I believe, when you take ownership of your business. And so, guys, that's my passion for you. Continue to build momentum. Continue to work hard. Continue to be hard on yourself. Be accountable, you know. And I think as you challenge yourself, it will be amazing, to really, on the growth that you experience every single day and every single week. You know, it's a business of numbers. And so learn to become a real pro in those areas. And you know what, guys? That type of passion, when you're driven, comes over to the people that you and I go out and see every day. When you're making the appointments, you know, guys, people hear that in your voice. When you show up at their home, whether you're selling them or you're talking about the NAA opportunity, you know, we used to have this saying, you've got the cash flow glow. And there's a lot of truth to that. You know, one of the things that I talk to our leadership about and our managers is, guys, we are in the attraction business. And it's your ability to attract clients, to attract new recruits. You know, I think if you look at any of these legends that were performers or movie stars, you know, guys, or I tell you what, let's kind of get off of those. Let's go look at professional athletes or look at great college football teams. They have the ability to perform when they have to perform. You know, if we're kind of, as we're closing out on college football season and getting ready to go into the bowls, you know, think of it this way. How, you know, the teams that are going to the big bowls are basically the teams that once they got inside of what that 20-yard line, what they call the red zone, they learn to execute. They learn to get the ball in the end zone. And you know, guys, I think it's all how we look and view things. But I'll tell you something. I used to play mental games with myself that way. I used to view every month as a football game. And I used to view each week as a quarter. And you know what? I realized this, that the great months I had, the months that I was able to build momentum and really start driving sales and driving cash flow, were the months that I got off to a great start. And so I want you to challenge yourselves. Maybe this, Philip, is a little bit different call than you asked me to talk about on the sense of urgency. You know what? I'm not, you know, I think the sense of urgency, my friend, is within us. And I think once we deal with that sense of urgency, here's what I found out. When Barry Clarkson is doing what Barry Clarkson needs to be doing, it's amazing how many things good are happening around me. But, buddy, when my attitude gets a little off or I'm at 99% instead of 100%, it's amazing how quick the momentum that I built, Philip, starts to slide down the hill. So, guys, I challenge you. And, man, I appreciate you being on the call today. NAA is big in communication, and we believe in communicating around here. And I just appreciate so much you devoting an hour every week to hear from Philip and to hear from our leadership. Listen, I'm going to give you back to your host, Philip Hutchins.
Thank you, Barry. I'm actually going to turn you over to another host real quick here. He just walked in. Folks, this is a treat to have all three of us in the same place at the same time. Same location, all that good stuff. But Andy Albright just walked up, and we was outside taking some pictures and obviously broke for lunch and all that good stuff. But I want Andy to talk to you a little bit and give you maybe a third flavor on the sense of urgency of what we're looking at between now and the end of the year and the different things that's going on. So if you would, Andy, go ahead and talk to him a little bit, bud.
The first thing I'll say, it reminds me of when Larry Dindy says, the way that you grow your money is time and interest. So if you think about it, I wish you'd have started putting money in your savings account when you were 3 years old or when you were 2 years old. So anything you do in your business today, you're going to earn interest on for the rest of your life. So if you can spend 10 grand, 20 hours, 50 hours to build your business, whether it's to find 15 more clients, whether it's to earn the one last spot on this Vegas Valentine's weekend, if you're just sneaking in the last person, but you get to go, and then on that Vegas trip, you meet with somebody, and they tell you one thing, or you spend time talking with Philip, and you get to become one of Philip's friends, and then Philip gives you a tip along the way during the next year. Here's the thing, though. The sooner you get it in, the sooner talking about, what, 3 weeks that you pretty much got a you think because I'm talking to several hundred of you that everybody gets a secret. But there's going to be 17 of you or 18 of you on the phone that'll say, you know what, for the next 25 days, I'm going to bust my butt. It's amazing. People will never, they'll never catch up to you because you got that money in the bank. It's like us trying to catch up with the Kellogg's, you know, and I'm not kidding, the Corn Flakes people. You can't catch up with the money that's in their foundations. It's billions of dollars. You never catch up to it because it's compounding interest, and you can't go out there and get wide enough, fat enough, rich enough that you'll ever catch what they did 100 years ago. And so the same thing happens to you and your business if you would just say, you know what, I think what I'll do is I'll deposit something in my business. You go out there, you pick up Purpose Driven Church, or you pick up How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success Through Selling, and say, I'm going to read the book between now and the next 25 days, and I'm going to spend this little money I've got over here investing, trying to recruit somebody, or I'm going to take 4 trips and go sell an insurance and take that money and then spend that money next year recruiting. You have so many options that you could start today. But it's sad to say the percentage of people that will not, they'll say, he's just trying to motivate us. They're all just trying to get, whatever. You know, I didn't mean to interrupt your day. I didn't mean to motivate you. I didn't mean to try to get you excited. But the 20 people that say, you know what, I'm inspired. I'm gonna hang up the phone and I'm gonna work 10-hour days or whatever. That person will be recognized and hopefully gets on the Vegas trip. But the trick is to trick yourself to start now and just put in crazy effort for 25 days. You say, well, in January, what you going to say to me then? I don't know. Let's see what we say to you in January. But right now is when I'm asking you to go ahead and put some money in the bank. So, have a day, Hoos.
All right, Andy. Thanks, bud. Guys, everything that Andy and Barry's talked about, I mean, let's just kind of sum it up here. When it comes to the Vegas trip, it comes to building your career, it comes to how many people you're going to have at the convention, how your business is going to look January 1, how it's going to look January 25th after we get back from convention. All of those things you need to understand, start now. That's where the sense of urgency is for you. It's kind of like the example that I use a lot of time when it comes to losing weight. You know, you have to start now. You can't wait 6 months until you put on another 50 pounds, then it becomes that much harder to make it happen. Well, we don't need to wait till January 1 to start a new business plan. We don't need to wait till January 1 and call those leads that have sent in and asked for help. We need to start yesterday. That needs to be the sense of urgency. That needs to be where you're at. That needs to be the way you're looking at your business, from personal sales to recruits to building a business, whatever it happens to be, from your standpoint, it needs to be an urgency there that people can hear it, see it, they understand it, you're able to communicate it to them. Everything that these two guys have said, I hope you take it to heart, folks, and make it happen for you and your business. Now, let's take a look at everything that's coming up. We do have the convention coming up in January. You should have already registered for that. If you hadn't, you need to get registered. You need to be talking to your neighbor, your sister, your brother-in-law, somebody. I'm telling you, folks, these meetings that we're putting on for you are life-changing events, and somebody is going to change their life in that event. That somebody could be you if you take full advantage of it. That somebody could be someone that's close to you if you have them close enough to the heat to understand what's going on and give them an opportunity to change their life. Okay? So, from building it to you understanding how to go out and do the sales, everything that you need to know is going to be taken and covered in the convention. Now to December the 31st, Andy mentioned it, Vegas trip. Folks, don't give up. There's a lot of people going to sit by the wayside. There's a lot of people going to think they got it sewed up, and you're going to be able to go in, kind of bump these people off, catch them while they're sleeping, so to speak, and you know, win your trip for you and your spouse or your loved one and be able to go to Vegas and meet with the people and not just be in Vegas, but be in Vegas with people making tons of money, changing lives again, making things happen, and there's some little tidbit or something that you're going to pick up in this meeting that's going to change you and your family's life. So, folks, with that said, we will have a Wednesday call, I'm sure, 12:30 for managers, 1 o'clock for the agents. And, folks, I hope for your sake that you will catch a hold to the vision of what we've got. I hope you will go out and make some things happen, make some commitments during the holidays, set some goals, get some things in place, and for once in your life, draw that line in the sand and make it happen for you and your family. All right, with that said, you guys have a good day. I'm going to get back to the meeting. I do appreciate you taking up your time. I apologize for not being able to, actually the call cut off, but we was able to finally get back in. We kept working hard. Thanks for hanging in there, and we got some new agency managers coming back your way that's going to be pumped up, fired up, and taking care of business. Later, guys.